But when the Son came, now it's almost insulting to God when you say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to earn it. I'm going to qualify myself. It becomes insulting to the blood of Christ, which is shed. Because no, because you can't. Not that, you know, the law is honorable. And those that seek to please God, you know, God looks at your ignorance. He winks at it. And oftentimes he looks at that person. He loves them. He's put them in them a heart to know him, a heart to try to seek him, a heart to want to do right. And that's good. That is very good. But it is not, you cannot inherit eternal life. And you cannot earn the grace of God by any deeds that you could do. It's impossible. This is all God's work, all God's doing. God made the earth, and he has his own purpose for it. We are, man, it's funny, the world of man goes on, and the man lives and man dies. And that is man's lot, to live, to enjoy life, or maybe not so enjoy it, and then to die. That's all that man gets. And that's all man is worthy of, you know? And you know what? A lot of people who don't even believe in God think that's not such a bad deal. And you know what? They're right. That's a pretty good deal. You get to live. I mean, God could have... There could be nothing, you know? There could be just, you know, no world at all. That's a possibility of a reality where there's just no world, no life, no people. No humans, but humans get to live. Now, when they find out a God, they're going to say, God, you're not just. So, well, you didn't believe in a God. You didn't hope in anything. You didn't expect anything. And honestly, you don't deserve anything. But I did good things. And so, well, I hope you enjoyed those good things you did. And they were their own reward in life. But again, I do not owe you anything. God does not owe us life eternal. He sets the qualifications. He makes us to qualify. Those whom he has chosen, those whom he has foreordained. That's the knowledge of the will of God. The will of God is that he would bring his sons to eternal life. In whom we have redemption, that's the dear son, the kingdom of his dear son, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. I just really talked about the blood. I mean, what did Jesus die for? Remember? Galatians chapter 1. He died that we might be delivered from the present evil world. His blood was shed to take our sins away. And people think, oh, you know, yeah, he shed his blood so that I wouldn't feel guilty anymore when I sin. I remember someone who told me that. It's like, he took away our guilt, but not the actual acts. No. Because people are impatient. See, that's the thing. They don't have patience, right? And so they want, the moment I believe, I just want to receive the whole package. Because that's what they've been led to believe that happens by these ministers of Satan who have come in masquerading as the ministers of light, who have no business handling the word, and their folly shall be made manifest. I pray. I want to be there to do it. People laugh. They'll laugh. You know, and I can hear people laughing at me. You know, but what do you think you're going to do, little one? Nobody. I am nobody. Verse 15, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. It's a good place to hold. Now we're looking at the Son of God. He is the image of the invisible God. God is invisible. You know, it's interesting. I wrote a paper on Christ and the nature of God on my website, oraclesofgod.org. And, you know, there's this idea that God is invisible. But there are people who have seen God. And here's the interesting thing. In the Gospel of John, John says, "No man hath seen God at any time, but the Son hath revealed him." Then you look in the Old Testament, Moses was going to see God, and he says, no, you can't see me. But I'll let you look at my back parts as I walk by. And then there were other times, you know, Gideon saw an angel of the Lord, and then the angel of the Lord is the Lord. You know, and it's speculated if these are, you know, sort of, since God is supposed to be invisible and no one has ever seen him, and it would be death to see God, but whenever people see him, he says, "Fear not, you will not die." When Moses was, he says, "If you see me, you will die." The Son of God, apparently, is the only image of God that you will ever see. Though the Holy Ghost did appear to the Son of God in a form that he could see, at least. It descended as a dove. I don't know if it was in the shape of an animal, per se, or if it was more like a little, you know, it was visible and lighted the way a bird would light. You know, it kind of came down and lighted like that. When it says, why would he say, you know, I don't know. You know, I don't like to speculate beyond what is written. What it says, it says. But he did, but not to ignore what it says. Interesting. He's the image of the firstborn of every creature. He is firstborn. But born implies beginning. Does Jesus have a beginning? Well, Paul in the book of Hebrews, if Paul would be the author of Hebrews, some people argue that. I honestly don't care. The book of Hebrews says that, talking about Melchizedek, that he was made like the Son of God without beginning or end. The Son of God doesn't have a beginning. And I believe the biggest clue to this understanding comes from the Gospel of John in the very first verse. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is often called the Word of God.